And a couple of other words that I've heard since I've been out here and I wanted to ask you about because I'm not really sure what they mean. Badlands.
Well, they're over in South Dakota. The Badlands of South Dakota. It's a national park over there.
Okay.
And they just look bad. That's sort of desert-like. And, of course, there is a little water down in parts of it there, but pretty desolate.
And the high plains, what are they?
I just wouldn't know where the high plains are. Heard it too.
Okay. Do you think they might be in the eastern part of the Colorado? On the other side of Denver? Out that way? Maybe around where Lyman is?
No, I don't know. Really.
Okay.
I really don't know.
Okay. And I was wondering about the word hole. I've heard of Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and I wondered what that word hole meant. Uh-huh. It's a place where maybe water collects, or a lower place in the mountains or something?
I just don't know.
Okay, that's all right. You have the huge mountains, but a smaller mountain might be called a what?
Well, you might call it a hill, I guess.
Okay. Would you ever call a smaller mountain anything else besides a hill? Probably not. Probably it. Okay. And what's a draw?
Oh, it's a narrow place. It's in the mountain, I guess, the mountainous country. All right, just a draw that runs water some of the time. You know, it's a place that rains where water run down the draw.
Okay. And there's another type of deep place you find here in the out west. There, the grand one is down in Arizona.
Canyon.
What?
Canyon?
Yeah. Is that, what? How would you define a canyon? Is that just a place where water has cut through and cut it down?
I imagine so, yeah.
Okay.
And then you have the Royal Gorge Canyon over here. Canyon City. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The place where if you have water flowing along and all of a sudden it drops off, and it, what would you call that?
Waterfall.
Okay. Are there other names for water that, especially maybe along the Rio Grande, that moves very rapidly? Water that moves rapidly. What are those kind of places called?
Rapids, I guess you could refer to.
Okay. They ever called whitewater?
Yeah, they. That's a term that's used now, and all this canoeing and all that stuff.
Would they have ever used the term cascade, or is that something different?
No, there's the Cascade Mountains, but I don't know what that means, over in
okay.
Utah and Washington.
Okay. And the things that grow outside, like roses and geraniums that have the blooms on them, what would you call those? All of those things together.
Oh, flowers?
Yeah. Are there wildflowers that go around here?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's some on wet years. Colorado columbine, which is a state flower, and we have some. We have one blooming out here and one under our aspen over here too.
Okay. And
then there's the wild iris, which is, what did we used to call that? Looks, it's kind of a small iris bloom. That's a wild flower. It'd take meadows though. And there's lots of others.
Okay. I want to ask you some things about society around here.